Hello, welcome to your meditation practice. Thank you for joining me today. My name is Meryl. If I haven't taught you before, welcome. This month we have been exploring a series on mindful living, just little simple practices to help keep us present and awake in our daily lives. We're in the season of busyness, perhaps more than any other time of year. And these teachings are just little ways to help hold us accountable to our practice. So the final teachings in this series, there's actually two of them, and I'm combining them to get them into this November series, and also because I really think they go hand in hand with one another. So the first of these two teachings is to spend time with people you like. Spend time with people you like. Now, this is a tricky thing this time of year, more than any other, maybe. There's obligations, family get-togethers, school, work functions, pressure to volunteer. And this teaching, spend time with people you like, it's a reminder not to overcommit to the things and people that drain us. It's not that you're going to avoid them completely. For most of us, socially, culturally, you know, within family, it's not possible just to say no to everything, and probably nor do we want to. And all of those commitments can indeed be draining or difficult or have sort of that bizarre tug of war where you like love being there and also get really annoyed. But we want to balance these commitments, these moments, with real connection, with little timeouts to help ground us to what really matters and reminds us to be present when we move into these more difficult interactions. Brené Brown defines connection as the energy that exists between people when they feel seen, heard, and valued, when they can give and receive without judgment, and when they derive sustenance and strength from the relationship. Connection is the energy that exists between people when they feel seen, heard, and valued, when they can give and receive without judgment, and when they derive sustenance and strength from the relationship. And so as we move into this final month of the year, I encourage you to pay attention to who and what you say yes to. Sometimes it can seem like these little commitments maybe don't matter that much. Well, I can fit it in, so I will. Yes, maybe it makes my day a little bit busy, but that's fine. But in reality, each of these interactions, each of these commitments has an energetic price tag. Some of which adds value to our day, some of which detracts value from our day. This teaching is a reminder to find balance between that addition and subtraction. It's not that you have to say no to everybody or kick people out of your life, but be aware of who you really do feel connected to, who uplifts you when you're next to them, with them, or speaking to them. The second teaching in this little two-part tidbit is to spend time in nature, to connect to yourself. This is another reminder, another way to not overcommit. Don't overschedule yourself. Don't over-yes yourself. Make sure you carve out time to sit or walk outdoors, preferably every day. Feel the sun or the wind. Smell the air. This being out in the natural world, it's our reset button. It reminds us of who we are, how to be present, and our intentions as we move through the day. Even if that being out in nature is in between running errands. What if as you park the car at the grocery store, you park just a little bit further back so that you really walk through the parking lot? Now, I know that's not the same thing as going for a walk in the woods where it's silent and beautiful and you're hearing the crunch of the leaves, of course. But you're outside. There's air, sun or wind or rain. There's environment to ground you to the natural world, to your natural self. So, we spend time with people we like, and we spend time in nature. If you're practicing at home, you might take a second to pause this, walk outside, sit down outside to do our meditation together today. And as you're ready to begin your practice, let's take a seat. Seated on the ground with our legs crossed. You could sit in a chair or a cushion. Let your hands rest down onto your lap and let your eyes drift closed. Together as a group, we start with breath. Inhale deeply, gather up your day thus far, and exhale, let it go. Inhaling nice and full here. And exhale, clear it away. And the breath moves into its own natural pace. And as you feel yourself settle for today's meditation practice, start by reminding yourself what you're doing. Silently say to yourself, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. Because we've chosen to be here, to savor this little time out, go ahead and really sit. Relax yourself down into the cushion or chair beneath you. And from that deep sitting, lightly draw your spine upright, feeling a sense of being tall, being present and awake. You could roll the shoulders back and down, lift the crown of the head. And then relax the muscles through the face. The forehead smooths and broadens. The eyes settle heavily into their sockets. You might feel breath across the cheekbones, down through the jaw. Tongue relaxing. Lips relaxing. Feeling the next few breaths across your collarbone. Feeling a sense of space or ease across the collarbones. And then down into the chest, noticing the center of the chest here. Relaxing the muscles through the belly so that you feel your belly soften. Breath is easy and natural. The body balanced between being awake and relaxed. And gradually our attention settles on to the feeling of the breath. Wherever you can feel the breath today, allow your attention to be right there. You don't have to describe the breath, explain it. You just want to feel as you breathe in and as you breathe out. The entire sensory experience of breath. Immerse yourself in it. And don't worry about the thoughts that come up and distract you or the sounds. Don't worry if you get sidetracked and forget about the breath for a moment. Because the minute you notice that you've forgotten, well, you just woke up. Great job. Come back, feel this next breath. Immerse yourself in it. And when you forget again, come back again. This is the whole practice. Connecting into the present moment. Feel the breath. Get distracted and come back to feel the next breath. Taking a deep breath in. Softly letting it go. Noticing where your mind is, where your body is. Wiggling fingers and toes. Taking all the time you need to slowly open your eyes, coming back into the room. And as we release today's practice, we move out into this final part of the year with these little tools, these simple reminders of how we stay mindful during our day. We clean our space. We wear nice clothes. We eat good food. And we spend time with people we like. And in nature. Thank you guys so much. I look forward to sharing next month's series with you. In the meantime, enjoy, put these practices to good use. Namaste.